Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
It is the big KOCC, and what would the big KOCC be without the big DAVEGREENWAYTECHTAKEOUT, baby? The Dave Greenway takeout. Greenway is on standby. What's happening, bro?
Dude, apparently there is a tornado in Tembisa.
Oh, shit. That's not good.
Like an honest-to-God real life, people are getting injured, buildings are getting destroyed, tornado
what?
That just happened in Tembisa.
What? Producer Cat, you didn't tell me about this. What's going on? You said you said Boksburg as well.
Yeah, I said, guys, there's a tornado. I said the end is nigh.
Oh.
Yeah. So, Brett Lindekew's got pictures up on his blog if you want to go check it out.
Jeez, that's crazy. I mean, I knew it was raining hard last night, but I didn't realize we were in the midst of a tornado.
It was this morning.
Yeah.
Oh,
so proper like morning. Madness going on out there. It's the apocalypse, and it's not going to be robots, which is weird because I always say it will be.
Okay. Yeah, the weather's being strange at the moment, but no, I don't want people to get hurt by the weather though, and that.
Yeah. So we already know that. I know there's a lot of ambulances on the way there.
Oh, no.
There's a couple of injuries, but I haven't heard of any serious ones yet. So hopefully
sucks.
It stays that way.
Yeah, I'm gonna switch it on to ENCA here. I'm gonna have a look and see. Try and keep all I see on ENCA is the SABC and the return of the journalists that were fired because the SABC wants to impose censorship. All right. Let's shift gears for a second and head into today's tech takeout. I see the word Tinder. I get excited. What's going on? This sounds like something to do with threesomes, but I could be wrong.
Okay, so it's really awkward actually. Tinder is like kind of looking for a new way to make anything happen because people are getting bored with the app. So now what you can do is you can basically create groups of you and your friends who are on Tinder, and then you can say you're going out to like a certain location, and then you can meet up with other groups of people. So they've got this really creepy sort of video that's on their like website, on the actual like blog post that they talk about it. And it's like these three girls that meet these three random guys and then go for like this whole night of insanity that happens. And then like right at the end of like a couple of like 80-year-olds join them for karaoke. It's weird. It's really strange. But the problem is that people are getting pissed off because when you go into this feature and you say, I want to use, you know, the Tinder social feature or whatever, I think, yeah, it's called the social feature. When you do that, you can basically see who of all of your friends are on Twitter, I mean, on Tinder, because you can, you know, you have to create a group of people who are on Tinder already that are friends with you on Facebook. So basically you can go in and find out which of your friends are desperate enough to use Tinder.
Wow. I mean, is this going to, I would imagine the goal of all of this is group orgies.
I don't know. Maybe it's, listen, the coolest thing to come out of Tinder in the last couple of days, did you see that the CEO of Tinder, Evan Spiegel, just got engaged to
really?
Miranda Kerr?
I thought it was the head of Snapchat, that guy. I didn't realize it was Tinder.
Sorry, that's Snapchat. Yeah. Sorry, you're right. It is Snapchat, and it's based, sorry, I get all these, you know, apps that have to do with dick pics, like, very confused at some times in the day.
Do you know what, though, Greenway? That's the first time in two and something years that you've gotten something wrong. So that's,
I've made a mess up. Listen,
that's
like,
crazy.
it has to happen. It tornadoes outside, bro. It's the apocalypse. I've got something wrong.
Oh, yeah. So is this instantaneously on Tinder now? This is already a function.
So it's basically being rolled out slowly. So they were testing it in Australia. They've now rolled it out to North America and a couple of other countries. I checked earlier today. It's not in the local Tinder app. On Android, I didn't check on iOS, but I don't think they would have rolled it out to the one and not the other. So it's not available in South Africa yet. So you're going to have to stand by for group orgies.
Okay. Well, if there was ever something to stand by for, it was going to be that. Let's shift gears for a second. Verizon is a US mobile network carrier, right?
Yeah, so they do wireless stuff, so from all sides. I mean, they do like Wi-Fi in shopping malls, and as you said, they do like cell phone network things. So weird company, and they do fiber as well.
And they were at the shopping center the other day, and they picked up Yahoo for $4.83 billion. And when they were at the checkout and the cashier said, why, what did they say?
So they're basically creating a giant media brand. So they bought AOL last year, and AOL owns things like Engadget and a whole bunch of other like news type blogs. And they bought that for $4.5 billion last year. So what they're doing is they're integrating all of Yahoo's news and users and everything basically into this new media empire that they're trying to build. Basically, Yahoo used to be worth like, I think, $110 billion, somewhere around there. And now they just got sold for 4.8. So as much as everyone used to like Marissa Meyer, who's the CEO of Yahoo, I don't think anyone really likes her that much anymore because she's basically nuked the company. I'm not sure if it was her or if it was just destined to happen that way. But that's the sort of the way the cookie crumbles, I guess. And what they're doing is the two most valuable parts of Yahoo, which is Yahoo Japan and its share in Alibaba, which if you don't know what Alibaba is, it's basically Chinese eBay, and it makes eBay look stupid in terms of how much business it does. It's massive. So those, they actually have a stake in Alibaba, and basically those two, so the cash on hand in Yahoo's business, the actual physical cash, Yahoo Japan and Alibaba are being spun off into an investment company that will be publicly traded on the stock exchange. So that's big enough to be a listed company on its own, and then Verizon will get all of the other stuff, which seems to be doing really badly. I don't know why they want it, but apparently they want it.
Yeah, it's, you know, I wish that Yahoo would have taken my advice years and years ago and just like done what Google did and put nothing on the homepage except for the search bar. I feel like they'd be in a different space if they just listened to me.
Yeah, you know, I've been telling them to listen to Ari for years, and Marissa's email keeps bouncing back. She just doesn't want to listen.
Morons. Whatever. They learned. They sure learned when they lost billions. Exactly. Okay. I want to speak about my good friend, Bob Mansfield. He's the guy, of course, he and I worked on the MacBook Air, him more so than me, and he made the MacBook Air. Also, he was part of the iPad and the engineering team. Bob had a bit of a fallout with Apple, but it seems like Bob's your uncle again, and he's back.
Yeah, so Bob Mansfield, he's probably like the only other executive to appear in one of those, you know, pretty little Apple product videos when they do the launches, where you usually see Johnny Ive in his little British accent talking about all the products. Bob Mansfield used to be in those. And basically, he used to be the head of engineering. He was so important to them that when he tried to leave in 2012, he got convinced to stay for another year by Tim Cook. He's really, really good at designing stuff. And apparently, Apple's car project, which pretty much everyone knows is happening because they've been hiring people from around the car industry. So there's no reason why. I mean, they hire like X people from Tesla and Mercedes Benz, and there's no reason to have these people except if you're building a car. Apparently, according to a website called The Information, which is quite actually pretty good at giving information, their cars had to be delayed from 2019 to 2021 because of difficulties in manufacturing it. So not as easy as they thought it would be. But Bob Mansfield was basically the head of their engineering, so the hardware engineering development teams that brought, as you said, the MacBook Air and the iPad and redesigned the iMac desktop computer, so the nice pretty aluminium one that we've all gotten so familiar with now. He's taking over that car project. So I don't know if it's going to make it faster, if it's going to bring it back on track, if it's actually going to make it a thing, but Mansfield's not the kind of guy who really gives a crap if something's good or bad. Like if it's bad, he's going to cut the project and say that it's not worth Apple actually doing it. So he's killed a lot of projects in the past. I don't know if this means Apple's going to continue doing a car, but if they do, it probably means it's going to be much better than without him, because he's really, really good.
Sure. Apple making cars. I know there will come a day when you'll log on to apple.com and there'll be like the iCar, but it just, yeah, what a time that will be. That's crazy. And it'll be self-driving and all those things.
Yeah, the big thing is that if you imagine now, so everyone drives in their car, they stare at the road. But as people get more and more used to things like Uber and self-driving cars, you're going to be in your car staring at something else, right? So for most of us, it's probably our cell phone at the moment. And basically, if you're not staring at your cell phone, then there's going to have to be some sort of screen in the car. That's why companies like Google and Uber and everyone is basically trying to get these self-driving cars and Tesla, because imagine the advertising revenue if you have the screen that someone is in the car with for an hour a day available to send advertising on or to put apps on or to make revenue from the apps that are on it. So it's the next big platform to make money, because everyone needs to go from A to B, and it's how do you monetize their travel.
Sure. Yeah, it's some crazy developments there. I mean, I'm still at Tinder and the Group Orgy app, but I do like what Bob's trying to do there, and Verizon also, like, kudos to them. That there is the tech takeout. Anything else we should be aware of? Greenway, that's it, huh?
Yeah, I think that's it. Just, you know, if you're on the highway, be prepared for a lot of delays around Joburg. It's just that kind of day.
Oh, hang, yeah, absolutely. And that, we're watching that story unfold. It's just, it's tragic. Hang on, Producer Cat, you've got one final question for Greenway. This is probably, you know what? The question will speak for itself. Cat, what do you want to know?
Probably what? I just wanted to know when the i7 is coming out. I'm tired of waiting.
Okay, iPhone 7. So usually, if you're Apple, you're the second week of September would be the event. So look for anywhere from the 7th to the 14th of September for there to be an event. I think this year should be around the 13th, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. And then South Africa will get it in the last 2 weeks of October or first week of November, if history holds true.
So far.
What do you mean? It's the next month is August, and the month after is September, and then the month after is iPhone.
Oh, Jehovah. Okay, thank you.
There you go. We answer every question on the Tech Take Out. It's at Dave Greenway on all social media. Dude, thank you very much for hanging.
Cheers. Have a good one, man.
Hello, I'm Subin Boya Arnold, an actress, businesswoman, and host of Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com. When we do shoots on location or out on business meetings, it means traveling. Yes, it does sound more glamorous than it is, but it can also be tiring, so you want a comfortable and affordable hotel. A perfect place to stay is Mercure Hotel. Check it out at Mercure.com. You can find all the international destinations and find convenient locations right here in Mzansi, like Randburg, Midrand, Bedford View, and Nelspruit. Go to Mercure.com to choose a hotel for your destination. That's Mercure.com, taking care of you wherever your business takes you.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.